Hello and welcome to show number 145 of The Happiest Plate on Earth. I'm Christy along with Wendy and Ryan. We welcome you to our table where the special of the day is always Disney food. And I ordered pizza yesterday. And when I ordered it, they asked me if I wanted to cut in 8 or 4 pieces. And I told them 4 because there's no way I could eat 8.
Now, see, I would say cut it into 8 because then you get more pizza.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Daggone it.
Yeah. 8 pieces are more than 4.
Yeah. Next time. All right. Well, it is good to be together again. I always enjoy our times that we spend just talking about one of the best places that the three of us and seems like many other people enjoy. And of course, that is Disney. And on today's show, we're going to do something new. So we've been introducing a new segment here and there, you know, with Wendy's welcome, welcoming all of the new happy platers. So Ryan is actually going to do one. And this one, we kind of have styled it, calling it Ryan's Restaurant Rundown. So what that is where Ryan kind of gives us the soup to nuts on a Disney restaurant. They could be old favorites, long forgotten ones, or new ones, and ones that have remained popular ever since they opened their doors. But before we start that, we'll just throw out some food news hors d'oeuvres. So I wanted to go over real quickly, for those of you who are familiar with Disney Cruise Line, they have some really fun things to do on there that are for adults. Now, I know, Ryan, you've done some of these, and I have as well. And I'll tell you, the beverage tastings, they're a lot of fun. I really enjoyed them. Did you enjoy doing them?
I didn't do that.
I thought you did beverage tasting on one of the cruise
lines.
No,
we didn't. We haven't done anything special. So,
well, just going on a Disney cruise is special.
I know. But we did not take the time.
Well, so maybe after I was going to say, but maybe after I read this, you will say, I wish we had done it.
Oh, I you don't even have to read it, but I'll let you, but you don't even have to read it. I wish I would have done it.
That's okay. Well, we just wanted to let everybody know that if you are planning to do some of these tastings, that of course, unfortunately, the prices have gone up. They have increased all of them anywhere from $17 to more. And it looks like the average percentage increase when you take all of these is 64% increase.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's
That's,
I was going to say, you know, you've done the dessert tasting and the drink tastings.
Yes.
And I know how much you and Dane enjoyed those, but my guess is a 64% increase might be a little too much to stomach, pun intended.
Yeah. I think what it does is, it limits you to how many. I mean, because I do think that previously with some of these prices, they were a really good value. I mean, the beer tasting was $23.
Yeah.
That's really good for a beer tasting. And now it's $40.
Yeah.
And we did the Scotch one, and that has gone up as well. Like, what they're all usually were in the range from like 25 to maybe 35, and they've all gone up to either between 40 to even the cognac, which of course is a little bit more, is $50. I wanted to do the chocolate and liquor one because that's where they do the pairings of chocolate with liquor, of course, hence the name chocolate and liquor.
Chocolate
anyway,
and liquor.
Right. It was 37. It's now 50. And that one I might still do because you're getting more than just alcohol. You're actually getting,
you feel like it's
well.
A twofer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You really do. So yeah, it's a little disappointing. It's, I guess, understandable.
Wendy is down.
She's back up again. 64% really just knocked her off of her feet. So anyway.
Literally.
Yes. So if anything, if you are planning to go on a Disney cruise, I would just tell you to take a look at these and see which one you would, you know, would be the best value for you and your fam, you know, you and your other adult that happens to be doing them. So unfortunately, but that's what it is. And we just wanted to make sure that everybody was kind of aware of that. So.
Sure. I mean, especially with cruising kind of quote unquote back to normal operating procedure with number of sailings. And so really what this would probably mean for a group of adults or a couple is instead of choosing two, maybe you choose one, or you do one every other cruise or something like that. So
one every other day or what?
One every other. Yes. One at one, you know, instead of doing one in the morning and the evening. Well, that's too, you know, here's the thing. We all know how cruising has been affected. Yes. We all know the level of service that Disney provides on their cruises. It's a shame that it has to go up this much, but maybe it's good to just pull the Band-Aid off sometimes and say, we've got to increase it rather than every 6 months it going up by $2 or so.
That's very true. That's a good way to look at it. Thank you for that.
That is true.
All right, Wendy, you got some news for us?
I do. For all of the Starbucks coffee drinking fans at Disney, and we know they are in aplenty, there is coffee news coming. This big change coming to your Starbucks that's in the park. And you might remember it was announced that in an attempt to phase out their old paper and plastic disposable cups, they were giving every customer the ability to get their own personal reusable cup, and they wanted everybody to have them by 2023. Well, that whole initiative has started. They want to reduce their footprint of carbon, water, and waste and at the landfills by 2030. So they're seriously upping the perks game for bringing in your own clean, reusable cup to drink your coffee out of. So starting on Earth Day, which is the perfect day to start this trend, which is April the 22nd. And Starbucks reward members who arrive with their own clean, reusable cup for their drinks will receive an extra 25 stars to their reward account.
Very nice.
Okay.
And in addition to the longstanding 10-cent discount for using their own cup. So this typical reward of Starbucks gives members 1 to 2 stars per dollar spent. This apparently is a huge bonus. I'm not a Starbucks drinker, so I'm not sure what you get with their rewards, but 25 stars is enough to add a free inclusion like a syrup to your drink. Okay. And those stars can add up to be even free drinks or even free food. Mm-hmm. And the bonus, this is valid at participating stores, in-store beverage purchases only, and you can do it for a maximum of 3 times. Hmm. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
All right.
It's not a permanent change just yet, they're saying. It says, this permanent change isn't the only thing that Starbucks is doing. Sorry, I'm trying to read. I didn't get to the bottom of this. So it is a permanent change that Starbucks is celebrating with Earth Day. And you can also snag that 30% off of your drinkware at your participating stores on April 22nd. So we have a very close friend, Mickey, who is a happy player, who has a love of all things tumblers and Starbucks coffee. So I am sure she is rushing into that store to get her reusable cup so that she can save some money. And for those people who love Starbucks in the park, that's a good thing. I don't know about carrying around a cup all day.
True.
You know, I'm not sure.
Well, that's one more use for your resort mug, right?
Right.
Well, is, you know, that then you can transition to water and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's something else to think about. Yes. But if you're saving a little bit of money and if it's a cup you like using anyway, it's worth it.
Yeah. I just let the pack mule carry it. Robbie.
Well, there you go. Bless his soul. You know, it's a good idea, though, because you can come from the resort with a cup of coffee, and then you can get one more cup of coffee in the park, and then, like you said, you can move to something else. And if Disney brings back the dining plan with our suggestions, they'll have added the drinks to the park, and that would be so spectacular.
It's all part of the grand plan to follow our suggestions.
Exactly. That's what they're after.
I think so.
Well, my piece of news actually ties into Ryan's menu rundown. My piece of news is there is a new entertainment dining package, and it has to do with the Drawn to Life presented by Cirque du Soleil, which is at Disney Springs. And basically what you can do is either 2.5 hours before or 2 hours after your ticket time, you can schedule a reservation at one of 13 participating restaurants at Disney Springs and get a specially priced prefix menu that is also crafted to pay homage or kind of go along with the theming of the show.
Oh, wow. So
this is new. It's exciting. The 13 places are City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, Enzo's Hideaway, House of Blues Restaurant and Bar, Haleo by Jose Andreas, Maria and Enzo's Restaurant, Paradiso Taste of the Americas, Planet Hollywood, Raglan Road Irish Pub and Restaurant, Splitsville Luxury Lanes, and Terralina Crafted Italian. Now, those are only 10, but those restaurants, the prefix menu is $45 per person, plus tax and gratuity. And then there's several premium locations that are $65 a person. The Edison, Paddlefish, and Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill. So I like this because it makes it a date night, right? Or it makes it a special day at Disney Springs because you can add the dinner that's specially themed with Drawn to Life. You can either have just come from the show or go to the show. I like it when Disney does these kind of packaged things.
I agree. That's a nice selection of places that you can choose from.
Absolutely. So here's how you do it. You first purchase the tickets and then you have to call a special number for what's called the animated evening. And they will help you to make your reservations. And then the restaurant actually knows that you're doing this special event. And you go from there. So it's not something you can just add on right away, but it's something that you have to add before you go.
Now, are you surprised at the restaurants that are the premium ones? I was surprised at the ones that are premium. Is that because there's more, like you get four courses instead of three, or what is that?
Well, let's talk about that. So this is my Ryan's menu rundown section of the show. So if we look at Wolfgang Puck, which is one of the $65, it's no different than the others as far as the number of things that you get. So to give you an idea of what you get upon arrival, you create the perfect meal when you order by choosing one of these things from each category. So upon arrival, you can get either grilled ciabatta smoked with smoked tomato butter or Maryland crab cakes and Old Bay aioli.
Don't get so the crab cakes.
I was going to say that's right up Christie's time in Maryland. For the salad course, you choose between mixed green salad with heirloom apple, endive, and candied pecans, or Baby Jim Caesar with garlicky dressing, pecorino cheese, and focaccia croutons. You have three choices for entree: a pan-seared Florida snapper with clams and spicy shrimp tomato broth, or a barbecue tri-tip with sweet potato puree, black-eyed peas, and pickled okra, or the fettuccine with wild mushroom and Parmesan cheese. And then for dessert, you choose between the layered chocolate cake with raspberries, chocolate gelato, and chocolate sauce, or the Spanish cheesecake with house-made caramel sauce and graham cracker crumbs. I don't know if I think this sounds any better than the others that I've seen here.
Right.
To go along with this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure what the price breakdown is. So for the Ryan's menu rundown, I thought each of us would choose one of these places that we like to go to, and I would talk about the menu that's the option. So, okay. Christy, I bet I know what you're going to choose, but which one are you going to choose?
I was going to choose Haleo.
No kidding. All right. So, and like we have seen before when we talked about that special Orlando dining, they actually have more options at Haleo than they do at others. So again, you're choosing one per category. So in your first tapas, you can choose between classic chilled Spanish soup, gazpacho, with beets and tomato with goat cheese, or a aceituna moderna, which comes with liquid olive, or Cana de queso de cabra con membrillo a Noesis, which is quince marmalade, goat cheese, and walnut dust cone.
Yeah.
Your second tapa has the, you can choose between the traditional toasted slices of bread brushed with fresh tomato with Manchego cheese, traditional Catalan bean salad with tomatoes, onions, olives, and sherry dressing, roast sweet onions, pine nuts, and blue cheese, or a mixed greens with cherry tomatoes, onions, and olives with a sherry dressing. Any of those sound good to you, Christy? Which would you choose in the first grouping?
I would choose the cone. Okay. I think.
All right. I think I would too. What about in the salad course?
I would take the one that has the apples and the walnuts.
Good. I've had that there, and that is actually very good. I would choose the toasted bread with the Manchego cheese and the tomato.
Yep.
And then you're going to choose between sauteed spinach, pine nuts, raisins, and apples. You're going to choose between patatas bravas, which is fried potatoes and a spicy tomato sauce and aioli, or the croquettes de pollo, which are going to come out on that pillow.
Yeah.
The traditional chicken fritters.
I need to have the pillow brought to me.
You need that in your life,
yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah, totally.
So then your fourth tapa.
Wow.
Is you can choose between seared piquillo peppers filled with goat cheese, a very, very famous tapa of shrimp sauteed with garlic. That's the name of it. I'm not giving it that. It's called a very, very famous tapa. Jasper roasted marinated chicken served with garlic sauce and black garlic puree, or grilled pork sausage with sauteed white bean and aioli.
That would be hard because the shrimp really sound good, but then the last one sounds pretty good as well too.
The pork sausage. The pork sausage. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
And then for dessert, you can choose between flan with an espuma of Catalan cream and oranges, or chocolate custard with caramelized bread, olive oil, and brioche cream.
The chocolate. So if you look at that, that's like five courses.
And so here's the deal. That's $45.
Right.
And the one at Wolfgang Puck is $65.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, because I thought that sounded like a lot more.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you think about going to this. I mean, if you're going with several other folks, I mean, you can really do a complete tasting menu because everybody gets something different. Yeah. So
you're getting each one for like $9. Oh,
say that again. What?
You're getting those for like $9 per. And that's if you take what they are on the menu, I bet you that you are coming out way ahead.
Absolutely.
With that $45. And if you did this a la carte. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wendy, how about you? Which of these restaurants which of these restaurants would be one that your family would choose?
You know what? The Edison really jumped out at me, and I am really curious as to why it's on the $60.
So with the Edison, you get a choice of one item in three different categories. So in the appetizers, you have the DB Clothesline Candied Bacon. And this is something that when the Edison opened, we saw, you know, this was all over Instagram.
Yes.
So maple, black pepper, and fruit mostarda, sweet and spicy pickle, or you can choose fried calamari, or you can choose creamy spinach cheese dip with fresh spinach, toasted breadcrumbs, and house-made tortilla chips. Which of those do you think you would choose, Wendy?
I'm a spinach dip girl, but we have had the bacon. Robbie ordered it one time. We sat at the bar, but I would order
That's only like three pieces, right?
Yeah.
On the clothesline?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. For your entree, you can choose between the Barolo short rib, which is Barolo red wine mushroom gravy, mashed potatoes, and glazed rainbow carrots. The Edison burger, so signature beef blend of sirloin, short rib and brisket topped with white cheddar, crispy onions, smoked bacon, and house-made pickles. Also with lettuce and tomato, a special sauce, comes with fries, or grilled salmon, served with crushed marble, roasted potatoes, braised Swiss chard with bacon, and topped with a citrus herb butter. Which of those sound good for you?
I would love the salmon, and I would love the burger.
Okay. Yeah. And then for dessert, you can choose between the dulce de leche cheesecake with whipped cream and raspberries, the triple chocolate voltage cake, which is chocolate hazelnut cream, chocolate crunch, chocolate ganache and raspberries, or shortbread.
Or just a cookie.
Or right. just a cookie. I mean, that's what's kind of crazy about this. I mean, for $65, essentially, Wendy's having spinach dip, a burger, and a piece of cake. A
small cookie dessert.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Christy got all the tapas dishes.
Yeah.
I'm going to Alejo.
So, but what I do like about this, and looking at these different menus, is there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, sure. I mean, right. I mean, there are definitely options, and like you said, Christy, no matter where you go, maybe the $65 ones, but right. no matter where you go on this list, you're probably coming out ahead compared to just going and ordering yeah. it.
I was gonna say not the $65 one because that would be a $21 cookie.
Yeah. Right.
You can get how many cookies at Gideon's for $21?
Right. Right. Just, Ryan, yeah. which restaurant would you have chosen off this list? Did you choose?
So for me, Wendy, when I looked at this, well, a place that I haven't been, but I'm really interested in going to is the City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. Because I know each of you have been there and you talked about loving it. Mm-hmm. And again, this is kind of more sports bar fare. Mm-hmm. This is one of the $45 ones. But again, compared to what we saw with the Edison, right?
Yeah.
This, you choose an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. You have with appetizers, you have the choice between six different appetizers, six different entrees, and two different desserts. So right there, you've got more choices for people in your families.
Yes.
So you can choose with the appetizer, you can choose between the house salad, which mm-hmm. is a regular house salad with red wine, vinaigrette, and vegetables. A Caesar salad with all the regular fixings, pretzel bites with an IPA cheese sauce, popcorn shrimp, which you can get Nashville or Southern fried and with ranch dressing, buffalo chicken dip, and Kung Pao cauliflower. I think for me, I would probably choose the buffalo chicken dip. Not everyone in my family would do that. So that again, that's the advantage of taking several people. For the entree, you can choose between fish and chips, smoked barbecue ribs, salmon, filet sliders, a Tex-Mex mac and cheese, which is spicy chorizo, piquillo peppers, pepper jack sauce, and crispy tortilla strips, and ahi tuna nachos, or I'm sorry, and ahi tuna tacos. And for me, that's what I would choose. Mm-hmm. The poke style tuna, Asian slaw, avocado, pickled Fresno chilies, sesame ginger vinaigrette, black sesame seeds, and flour tortillas. That has me written all over it. For dessert, I get to choose between key lime pie or a brownie sundae. And I'd probably go with the brownie sundae, but you know what? I'm in Florida, so I may go with the key lime pie.
Yeah.
So more of what I would say, quote unquote, of a traditional sports bar fare. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that there's lots of things to choose.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
Everybody in your family should find something within that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
But again, just like what we talked about with the prefix menus with the Orlando Hunger program, to me, Haleo bats this one out of the park.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, you know, any opportunity that I have to put my money into his business, I definitely would do, because when things like that happened at a drop of a hat, I mean,
right.
when it happened, everything that's happening over in the Ukraine, they were there within that first week over in Poland and right. feeding everybody that was coming across the borders. It's just a phenomenal mission that he has. Yep. And it's wonderful.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. So here's what I want to do with the Ryan's menu rundown is I want to hit some of those restaurants that maybe we don't think about quite often. Mm-hmm. Or maybe ones that have just undergone a refresh and kind of talk about our experiences there, or maybe the fact that we haven't had experiences there, but we want to do it on our next trip. I want to highlight some of the drinks, which we don't always do on this show. So happy platers. If there's places that you want us to be talking about when it comes mm-hmm. to different menus, hit us up, talk about it in Facebook, reach out to one of us. I would love to take your suggestion for the next menu rundown.
I agree. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Ryan. That was great. Really
Absolutely.
Insightful.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
So are you hungry for more of the Happiest Plate on Earth podcast? we have several menu items you might enjoy. Join our Facebook group, The Happy Platers. Check out our Instagram at Happiest Plate on Earth. And finally, you can savor all things from our podcast at happiestplate.com.
Reservations are always open 24/7 for you to join us next time by subscribing to our podcast that can be found on all of those listening platforms. And as Remy says, this much I know: if you are what you eat,
then I only want to eat the good stuff.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure having you dine with us.
Happiest Plate on Earth is delivered to you directly from the podcast oven by your talented culinary agents, Christy, Wendy, and Ryan, each one a Disney vacation specialist, offering free concierge-level service, where every vacation is customized to you and your style of travel. If you're looking to create some magical memories at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney, please reach out by visiting happiestplate.com and clicking on free quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. And always remember that this whole thing was started by a mouse.